He said, now look at verse 29. And if ye be Christ, if ye be who? Christ. How many of you Christ? Amen. Two of you, three. Oh, okay. If you, I got both hands up. I be Christ. Amen. If you be Christ, if you be who? Christ. Then are you who? Abraham's seed and what? Heir according to the promise. Heir according to the promise. Jesus was made and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 7, these are my last scripture for tonight. Hebrews 7:24-28. But this man, because he continued ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. All the rest of them, you check them out, Aaron, all that, that's where it started, Aaron, his sons, and on down. They couldn't continue because of death. But this man continued ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to do what? Save them to the utmost that come unto God by him. Sin he what? Ever does what? Ever liveth to do what? Make intercession for them. What he ever liveth to do? Make intercession. To intercede. Ever liveth to intercede for you. For such an high priest became he, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinner, made an high priest, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sin, then for the sins, then for the people. For this he did once. How many times? When he offered up himself. For the law makes men high priests, which has what? Infirmity. That means they have weakness. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, made the Son what? Who is consecrated forever. The rest of them died. He's the only one. Are y'all hearing me? Made a will. He's the only one that made a will and then died. You know, that's what we do. Our parents that have deceased, they left a will and they died. He's the only one that made a will and came back and made sure the will is carried out right. So he's sitting at the right hand of God, making sure that the will is being executed right. Making sure that the will is being executed right. So when something starts happening in your life, he intercede. And then we, he even called us into that intercession with him. He'll call upon us that's here on earth and we intercede. What are you doing? I'm interceding, taking the place of another. And most time it's a sinner who needs saving and the devil done told him there's no way you're going to get saved. And you just go in and interrupt everything that devil said. Hallelujah. 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 What are we talking about? A faith that won't waver. What are we talking about? A faith that won't waver. Why? Because God said it. Why? Because God said it. So, here's what I was supposed to do. And I say over you, and that they're going to take the offering. But this is what I heard. And I was supposed to do this. I say over you, I decree and declare over you, your life from tonight will never be the same again. Thing that used to, that had a hold to you, that control you in your mind and your thinking and your body and your relationships, they are dying, they are dead. I decree, I declare, you are people that free from poverty and lack, from control of wicked spirits that is deceiving to you and you didn't even know. But now your eyes are open and you see and you recognize right away, no, that's not God. He's not going to steal your money any longer. He's not going to hold up your money any longer. Your eyes are open and you are on the road of success. You're a person, you're a people that is wise and sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. You bring in the harvest that God says is ripe and ready in the earth. And you are gathering it in. They're coming in this place, they're going to other places, and the places that God had prepared, it shall be filled with people coming into the kingdom. And you shall not like nor want. You shall not fret nor be under stress, but you shall walk in the peace and the unity and the harmony that the Spirit of God has provided. And you shall excel, and you will have peace about you, and peace shall follow you. Peace shall abide in you. Peace shall go before you, and you shall walk in peace, and strength and stress will not mess you up anymore. Hallelujah. Guilt of the past. Guilt tonight is a thing of the past. It will not follow you in the future. Are you here? This is what I was supposed to do. Thank you, Father. For you are people that I chose. You are people that I call. You are people that I anointed. You are people that I appointed. You are people that have my strength. You are people that hear my voice. You are people that I talk to. You are people that I visit with. You are people that I love. You are people that I have prospered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I cause you to walk in what divine help. I cause you to own and possess things that will promote my kingdom. I put things in your hand because you have my mind. You have my heart. You think like me. You talk like me. You hear my voice and you obey. So you my people and you shall succeed. From this night forward, things will be different. Hallelujah. You'll see yourself doing this instead of doing that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Usher. Glory to God. Glory to God.